the Gowanus Canal as test site for iron fertilization. The Gowanus Canal is an extremely polluted waterway in Brooklyn, New York, that is currently a Superfund site. There are about 10 feet of oily, toxic sludge at the bottom of the canal that accumulated from decades of industrial runoff, and this sludge is locally referred to as black mayo. I spoke to residents of Gowanus and members of the Gowanus Canal Conservancy, and I was interested in the conflicting desires of residents who would like to see the canal beautified and cleaned up, and those who worry about gentrification and getting priced out of their neighborhood if the canal is improved. One resident who is involved with preserving the history and character of the area through commissioned art projects expressed a local wish for Gowanus to remain ugly, polluted, and affordable. Alternatively, a Gowanus Canal Conservancy member suggested that gentrification is inevitable and is already happening, and so financially pairing the canal's cleanup with luxury real estate development plans is the most sensible option. Taking the suggestion of keeping Gowanus ugly, polluted, and affordable as a starting point, I imagined the Gowanus Canal as a test site for feeding iron to phytoplankton colonies to make them bloom. This process, called iron fertilization, was described to me by a National Park Service volunteer who is involved in climate science. Phytoplankton has the ability to capture carbon dioxide and fix it in tiny shells called diatoms, which eventually sink to the bottom of the water and stay there. Iron fertilization of phytoplankton is a potential strategy for capturing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to reduce the effects of global warming. This would be done over huge expanses of ocean, and the effect on the ocean ecosystem that this would have is not entirely known at this point. The Gowanus Canal, which is already a very compromised body of water, could be a good place to do some testing of this strategy.